The Hard Shoulder with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman on News Talk
with Kia.
Now, most of us are guilty of hypocrisy over Irish. We have a bit, but don't try to speak to us. So don't blame Lynn Boylan. So wrote Donal Lynch, journalist with the Sunday Independent. He was speaking, of course, after Lynn told an EU meeting that it was unfortunate we couldn't use our own changa in the committee, only to be told she, in fact, could speak Irish if she wanted. Have a listen.
From the left, Lynn Boylan, Irish Lynn Boylan. Thank you.
Garamagat, the Kaharlikog, is Majin Mai, Prevara, and it's unfortunate that we can't use our own language in this committee, but I will continue now in English. My first is just, I suppose, a comment.
You can, yeah.
Pardon?
You can.
Ah, okay. Well, we didn't know. Sorry. So I'll continue in English, but because I wasn't prepared.
So, are we all guilty of hypocrisy when it comes to speaking our native language? Donal Lynch joins us. Now, Donal, you say Lynn Boyle's only crime was that she let the cat out of the bag. What made you write that?
Well, I think it's a sort of a national bluff, the Irish language, a lot of the time. We claim, millions claim to be able to speak it, but if you look at the last census, only a couple of hundred thousand speak it very well. And it's sort of like a treasured artifact. It's something that's trotted out at ceremonies, spoken by politicians. But really, as a tool of communication, it's not something that most of us are comfortable using most of the time.
Okay, but I mean, I suppose the difference is she got caught rapid. She was kind of... She was grandstanding. She was virtue signaling. She was pontificating. And then when her bluff was called... She didn't have anything.
She didn't. And, you know, I do think she should be blamed for that. It's sort of extremely embarrassing that she wasn't able to at least say something in Irish after she was caught out like that. And I think you would hope that most people would have the wherewithal to not try to speak Irish if they're not able to keep going with it. But I don't sugarcoat what she did. And I think there was obviously egg on her face. And the only thing I was trying to say was that basically there is an element of that in a lot of Irish language culture in Ireland. It's a sort of a, you know, venerated part of our heritage. But at the same time, as a practical tool in day-to-day life, it's not always used.
Yeah. By the way, just George from Skibbereen is texting and saying, do you ever try translating a prepared script in real time? Next to impossible. Even ask an interpreter. But I think the point you were making, Donal, is that doesn't stop you from saying, you know, five or six sentences off scale.
It's her own script. She wasn't being called on to translate it. She could have given the gist of that in Irish and made the same points. She wasn't being asked for a word for word translation, which would be difficult. So I suppose we'll
accept it was an embarrassing moment for Lynn Boylan. The wider point, is the whole thing about Irish a bit fraudulent? Do you think are we just talking the talk? Well, actually, not talking the talk on Irish. You know what I mean? We're certainly not walking the walk on Irish.
We're not walking the walk. I mean, we have heard a lot recently about an Irish language revival, the success of NECAP and on Colleen Kuhn and. You know, there's TikTok accounts that have huge amounts of followers now where people speak Irish. So it's not as if people don't have enthusiasm for it. Mm. They do, but it's sort of like flying the flag. I mean, people sing ole, ole, ole. That doesn't mean they speak Spanish. It's just something that's trotted out on certain occasions to sort of, you know, as a sense of national togetherness. But in that particular instance, she was being required to communicate quite precisely. And there may well have been people there who did speak incredible Irish. I'm sure there are translators there, you know, and that gaffe by her also followed a situation in the Dáil whereby Sinn Féin tabled a motion. Pierce Doherty tabled it, and he does speak fluent Irish.
He is fluent.
Later on, he wasn't present, and those Sinn Féin TDs who were present didn't understand what was being said, and were going against their own motion until Pat O'Tobin stepped in and, you know, saved their blushes. So it's not something that where it was just a one-off. It's something that does occur, and it's sort of particularly poignant that Sinn Féin, of all parties, were so caught out on both occasions, because they're the ones that are most vehement in terms of promoting the Irish language.
Yeah. Another listener's got in touch to say, any Irish words are better than no Irish words. We should be more encouraging of the language and people giving it a go. What's the expression? As far Gaeilge briste na Béarla cliste. Do you not think we are making progress? Albeit, I take your point, we've a long, long way to go. But is there not much more progress in terms of the Irish language? I mean, I think 10 years ago, people were quite, you still get people who are dismissive of Irish, but I think it's less fashionable to do so. I think with the Gaelscoileanna, I've got three kids, they're all fluent in Irish. I wish I was as fluent as they are. Do you not think we're making progress when it comes to the Irish language?
I think that we are, and that's probably, it's part of an overall rising tide of just general increased national pride in every aspect of Irish life, and the language is part of that. But when we say we're making progress, when so few of us speak it, who's to even decide whether progress has been made? I mean, if you look at TV interviews conducted in Irish, a lot of the time they're peppered with English words. It's a sort of a pidgin Irish, but that's good enough in Ireland. That wouldn't be good enough if you were in Germany or France. You would be expected to have, I mean, the French would require perfect fluent French, or they would scoff at you. For us, like you said, like the caller said, a little bit is good enough, and that's our mantra, and that's the way it is.
So what do we do? I mean, you mentioned Welsh in your piece. I mean, the Welsh have been very successful. They have a much higher rate of fluency than we have. I mean, one of the ideas I'd love to see happening is that every school in the country becomes a Gaelscoileanna. I don't ever see it happening, but I think it would be an amazing thing.
I think that sounds horrific, Shane.
Why though?
Because I grew up, I'm part of a generation where they rammed Irish down your throat for all of your school years, and most people forgot it and wanted to forget it almost instantly.
But this isn't ramming it down your throat, this is just having it as your...
If you're in a Gaelscoileanna, you're not going to have much of a choice.
Yeah, no, exactly. I mean, and it just becomes it becomes second nature. I mean, that's what my three kids did. They don't hate the Irish language, they love the Irish language, and all of their friends love the Irish language.
Well, I think when you make something compulsory and where it's just everywhere, I think it's like Catholicism. People eventually turn away from it.
It's either a national language or it isn't a national language, though.
Well, it is our national language, but our definition of a national language is like I said in the piece, a kind of an ornament on the shelf. It's beautiful to look at. We take it out now and again, but it's not used in the day-to-day of ordinary life, mostly. Obviously, there are...
Do you know what? I slightly disagree with you, and I'm probably in a minority in this. I think having being fluent in Irish, living in Ireland, is way more valuable than being fluent in French or German or Mandarin. I actually think there's loads of opportunities. Even if you look at it purely... monetarily, I think there's loads of career opportunities now.
Loads of career opportunities because there is a whole industry around translation and broadcasting and the academia even. So you can all, you're right in saying that you can use Irish, but really what a language is something more organic. It's for just talking casually, for gossiping, for fighting, for exclaiming.
Yeah,
and that's where Irish kind of falls down. It's more of like a discipline or a kind of a affectation than it is a hard tool of communication. And that's fine, by the way.
Yeah.
I don't think there's anything wrong with that. I think we've had this national hypocrisy for generations, and it's actually worked just perfectly. And everybody there's a kind of a grand conspiracy that everybody can dip in and out of it a bit. And there's never that bar that the French or the Germans have to get up to a really, really good level in it.
Well, no, you're true. I've a friend who says unless you can crack a joke os Gaeilge, then you're not fluent in Irish, basically.
Yeah, exactly. And, you know, to crack a joke, you have to think quickly. And I think when you're struggling in a language, you're not going to be able to think quickly enough to do that.
Okay. All right. Really, really interesting piece. Donald, thanks indeed for joining us. Donald Lynch there from the Sunday Independent. Loads of text coming in on this, Ciara.
And rightly so. And before we get stuck into Irish, I think the reason that people were slagging off Lynn Boylan, by the way, is nothing to do with whether or not we all have a smattering of Irish. The reason they were slagging her, I'm surprised she didn't come out with An Bhfuil Ceadúgam Dul go Dtí an Leabharlas, because I'd say she wanted to sink into the Urlár, because the problem with her was actually...
Look at you peppering your sentences.
That was good, wasn't
Irish
it?
Words.
I'm up there with Lynn Boylan and my ability to speak Irish. The hypocrisy was her slamming the EU for not being able to process what she had to say and proceed in Irish. Yeah. And it turns out the EU were able to. The person who wasn't able to was Lynn Boylan. And that's the issue. That's what she was being slagged off
for. And I think, to be fair, Donald accepts that.
Yeah, I mean, it wasn't about... I would be hypocritical if I said, oh, I wish I could do this programme in Irish, but I'm not allowed, when I have no capability of doing it in Irish because I only have a smattering of fuckle. Do you know what I mean? So that's what it is. But I also think it is very funny. The ramming down your throat, and I agree with you, Kieran, is an old trope. It's not the case anymore. We need to get past this.
Yeah, I think that's true. We have a Kirkle Kora in Uachtaráin, and we meet every fortnight from September. It's very popular. Lots of similar groups about Sosepta Gaelgor. I know in my own club in the Fianna, on a Thursday night in the bar,
people speak Irish.
People meet.
I was on a plane coming home from Scotland on Sunday evening, and the two lads sitting next to me were speaking Os Gaeilge, and you never used to hear that.
But you know what? And I there was three women at the airport in where we were flying to last Thursday, and they were speaking Os Gaeilge.
Yeah.
It was actually lovely to hear.
Shane, I think you mean, and on the Eithlán is what I meant to say.
Wow.
Perfectly and fluent don't actually go together, says this texter. I speak French quite fluently, but very far from perfectly. French people here or in France have no issue with it, except possibly for being, I love this, wildly attracted to my accent.
Fair play. I totally agree, Shane. Every school should be a Gael school. I wish I had gone to a Gael school.
I totally agree with you too on that thing. And I actually think it would create a layer of Irish that would go out. And I think, you know, the more people we have speaking Irish, the more likely that is to happen too. And someone else says, we need to be proud of our language and use it. I did pass Irish in my Leaving Cert in 2010, sent my kids to a Gaelic school and try my best to learn it. We speak it at home where we can and daily. I'm in no way fantastic, but I want to be better. My youngest of three children, aged two, has now begun to say words in Irish, and it makes me sad that this should be our first language. More Gaelic school in it and more random words used throughout the day would be of benefit. I have seen it at home with my own kids prior to going to school, says this texter.
I was chatting to Dara O'Brien of Fianna Fáil about this, and I'm sure he won't mind me saying it. He tries to learn one Irish word, new Irish. I've heard him on Orna G and stuff. His Irish is really improving. He tries to learn one Irish word every day.
You know, if you did do that, I think down the line over time you would just get better and better. Like you would have to.
Yeah,
I have Irish on Duolingo on my phone now. Duolingo gives me a bit of a pain because it's annoying. It pesters you all the time. But that's notwithstanding that, I like the fact that I'm reading bits of Irish in a way that I haven't in a very long time.
Okay, keep those texts coming in. 087 1400 106.
The Hard Shoulder with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman. With Kia. Weekdays at 4 on News Talk. Conversation that counts.